Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Wandering One podcast brought to you by Wandering One Studios and me, your host, Link Flores. How are you doing on this 1st of July, 2026? What's going on? How's everybody been? I hope you have a very, because I won't be able to catch you before then, safe and enjoyable 4th of July weekend. Lord knows that the country is trying its best to set itself on fire, so don't do anything else to add to it. Be very careful with fireworks. Only use them in approved areas. If you have a burn ban going on in your county or area or whatever, don't bother. Go to a big sanctioned fireworks show. Sit near the back. This way you can get out as fast as possible in case things go crazy. Yeah, man. They've already started. It never fails to surprise me just how much just hick-ass behavior can go on in one place. I went to go visit with my mom this past week. And like I said, we're still figuring out how to deal with this whole ticket thing. Got a pretty good idea how I can try to approach it. And I'm going to do my level best to make sure that she doesn't have to deal with that at all. And hopefully it'll maybe create some institutional change in the timing of that light. But I need to get the website to function. Because when it does that, then I'll be able to look at the videos. But anyway, I went to go visit her and hang out for a while, do some grocery shopping. And then as I was getting ready to leave, just this gigantic bang right outside of her apartment. I'm like, she goes, "Is that?" And I'm like, "No, it's just fireworks." You know what I mean? And then as I was leaving, bang! Again, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave. Just because I remember when I lived in Chicago, sometimes during like holiday, you know, festivities and whatnot, when you'd have a bunch of fireworks going off, sometimes people would use fireworks to cover up gunshots. And it's never a great scenario to be in. So I was like, "Mom, stay inside, close the door, lock it, pull your shades." You know what I mean? Don't think you're going to be in any trouble, but especially since you don't do nothing, don't bother nobody, but you don't want to invite any dangers or anything like that. It's crazy. I had to get her the fuck out of that place. But yeah, anyway, figured I'd drop that in there. But the fireworks, to be careful and be mindful, you know, wear sunscreen. Don't get too drunk out there. If you're on the water, don't drink. No matter where you're at, don't drink and drive or operate any heavy machinery, man. Like, we wanted y'all to make it through the weekend. Thank you guys all for supporting the pod. Thank you for popping out and just dropping in wherever you can, man. Dropping on the socials, hitting people up in their Discords, you know, sharing it with your friends and family. All that stuff matters. All that stuff means a lot to me personally. I just want you guys to know that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. And it's at this moment what I'd like to say special thank you to my friend Ginj, who came on the podcast over the weekend and did a bonus episode with me as a guest appearance. We had an absolute blast. And it's a very lengthy podcast, but it's crazy. It's gotten the most listens of any episode, for I can tell, so far to date. So thank you guys all for making that an absolute banger. And, I mean, go to patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios. By the way, again, it's free. And drop me an email to let us know, like, hey, do you want to do another episode like that? Do you want more guests? Do you want like 2 episodes a week? I mean, I don't know if I can pull it off all the time, but maybe. I don't know. Let's see. But let me know what you think over at patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios. And then go follow my friend, that ginger girl, over on Twitch, www.twitch.tv/thatginger, G-I-N-G-A-H, girl. No, you just IRL. Yeah, and give her a little bit of love. Also, you can follow her at that same name pretty much everywhere else you're looking for her. Instagram, TikTok, all that jazz. So please go and give her a follow, show her some love, tell her I sent you. And yeah, let her know. The more comments I see, maybe we can get her to come back and do another episode. We had a bunch of topics that were left on the table, so I'm pretty sure there's plenty of room for us to flesh another podcast episode out in between now and whenever she's able to come back. So thank you guys very much for making that an absolutely fantastic showing. It's climbing as we speak, so please keep continuing to share it and go and support my friend Ginj. And who knows, maybe we'll get some other guests on the pod in the very near future. Now that we're I think I got most of the housekeeping out of the way. Oh, the exception of today is the July, oh, sorry, the June subscriber giveaway. I was supposed to do it on Monday. I got a little sidetracked and derailed, and I didn't get around to it. So we're doing it today. We're going to do it live at twitch.tv/linkib. And that's where you can go find me for streaming gaming stuffs. I'm going to probably be doing some Iron Banana shenanigans with my friend Sam, whom you also heard on the podcast as well, Nerdy Neo-Pagan. And then maybe, you know, just some more Where Winds Meet. I don't know. Maybe switch over to the Nintendo, play a couple of role-playing games, maybe do some Balatro. Who knows? It's going to be a big day, I think. And I'd love it if you guys would pop in and say hi. Also, to my boy Samoan Godzilla, I did not forget you. Things have just been really nutty this summer. But because you won the last Big Box subscriber giveaway, I do have a prize pack I'm going to put together for you. And if it does include some older items, just trust me when I say I wanted to make sure you got the newer stuff that I'm working on. So that will hopefully be a thing before the end of this coming month, well, this month of July. And yeah, this life has been crazy, man. I don't know. I've been debating whether or not I should actually take my, you know, usually like around this time of year, between like July and September, I take like a month off or whatever. Sometimes I do it just for my birthday month. Sometimes I just do it just because I just need a break before the holidays hit. So I'm debating whether or not I want to, you know, push through and just wait until September. Do I want to just fight through the rest of the year and then maybe just take the entire month of January off? I don't know. One of the biggest issues I have, though, is like I said, I've been struggling with like just the failure to launch, I guess, sort of thing. It's like no matter what I do or how many well-intentioned plans I have, like life gets in the way. If it's not running to go and handle something with the car, it's handling something with the house. If it's not that, it's doing groceries. If it's not that, it's mopping, sweeping, and cleaning up the house. If it's not that, it's doing shit in the yard to keep our grass, which keeps continuing to try to die on me from dying so we don't have to listen to the damn HOA, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on, by the way. Yeah, it's like there's never enough time to do all this stuff. And then I watched this video recently where somebody's like, you know, if you're a creative person, you got to figure out a way, like however it has to happen, whether it's a partner, a friend, a relationship partner, somebody has to handle the minutia of life for you. Because the reason why it doesn't work and why creative people seem so stressed and so drained is because there used to be a time when artisans were appreciated and they could actually just live in somebody's house, sort of. You know what I mean? There is a thing called an artist in residence where you could just go there and like they would just take care of you and your job was to create art and make the world a more vibrant place. It's like that shit doesn't happen anymore. In fact, they treat artists worse than they treat, you know, day laborers because they want all of the profit and they want to give you none of the respect on the back end or the pay. So you just kind of get screwed. And it's unfortunate, but it really does happen. And I know people don't want to, nah, I don't think so. I think if y'all respected artists more, then you'd be doing less of like, come on, man, cut me a deal, I'm your friend kind of shit. Like, you know how fucking tough it is to make art in general? There's a reason why not everybody can do it. Whether it's painting, singing, pottery, you know, designing clothes, drawing, whatever. If it's a creative pursuit, the reason not everybody can do it is because the shit is hard. It requires a lot of you mentally and it requires a lot of you emotionally, not to mention the amount of skill that it takes to continue to produce at any like sustained rate or any sustained level of quality. I know I've seen so many creative people just wash out and I'm like, they just like give up and they're like, fuck my dreams. And like, that's really sad and disappointing. I don't want to be that guy. So I'm going to have to look for like maybe a business manager or an assistant or something because this shit is getting to the point where it's like when I could be done doing the other stuff by that time, I'm like, I barely want to stream. If you haven't noticed, my streams have gotten shorter. There's no motivation to stream. The podcast is about the only thing that stayed the same because I don't have to do anything. I can just sit here for an hour to an hour and a half and just talk. But then by the time I get done, you know, doing all the other stuff for the house, there's no energy left for, you know, sitting down and drawing or writing or you know, working on how to use my Cintiq to create, you know, and do coloring and lettering and shit like that. Like, by the time I get to that, I'm burned, you know? And then, God forbid, I need to learn a new technique. That's not happening because I just don't have the brain power for it at that point. Like, I feel like I should just, you know, quit everything and just go actually back to college. Like, sign up for college classes. You know, be like, as weird as fuck as it would be to be like 48 years old and living in a fucking dorm, maybe that's what I need to do. I just remember, like, when I was doing that, you know what I mean? My room and board were taken care of because of my scholarships and whatnot, my loans and grants and what. So I was like, I was set there. I didn't really need anything because everything I needed was provided for through through those scholarships. And if I needed a little bit of extra money, I could get a part-time job. And I'm like, oh, that's enough to go and, you know, get me a new fit, you know, maybe go into town with the homies, watch a movie or catch a show, take a girl on a date every now and again. But I wasn't killing myself. But I was doing so much more creative work during that time. It was insane. Like, the amount of artwork I put out in this just the year and a half, 2 years I was in college far exceeds the amount of work that I've done in the intervening couple decades. You know what I mean? Like, it was like I was coming up with a new project or new idea almost every day. And I mean, I don't know why. And I love drawing, I love art. I just feel like all the joy has been sucked out because I'm too busy doing other shit that doesn't really, you know, forward this goal. So that's just me rambling right now. But at the same time, it is important because it is something I care about. It's something I want to do. But how the fuck am I supposed to pull it off if I'm constantly doing everything else but that? Because then by the time I get to it, like I said, by the time I get around to, oh, you got some time to do this, I'm like, all I want to do is fucking chill out, veg out, and go to sleep. You know what I mean? That's to say nothing about like fucking just making food. God damn, just cooking food eats up probably about 15 to 20% of my day because I have to prepare meals. I can't just crack open a can of Chef Boyardee. You know what I mean? My guts will explode. So, anyway, that's, I guess the whole thing is to say I've got to try to find a way to get an assistant or like somebody to help do all the other shit that I don't need to do or shouldn't be focusing on. I don't know how I'm going to do that if I can't pay them, but you know, we'll have to figure something out. I will have to figure that out myself. But anyway, it's just, yeah, it's not bad. I have had such a great time though with like the last couple of days. It's been crazy and it's been weird. I've had a good time. Yeah, hanging with Ginge on Sunday was a blast. And then, you know, Monday was just kind of all up in the air and I was just beat. Mentally and emotionally, it was like I'm just kind of wrecked. And then yesterday, did test plates for my stepdaughter's upcoming wedding. That was really cool. So like a bunch of friends and fam came over, and like, well, mostly family actually. And we tested like some of the menu items for the wedding, and everything tasted fantastic. It was really great. And then it got ruined because I had to go and do a fucking HOA meeting. I would have had a great time if I didn't have to leave for the damn HOA meeting because I was already chilling with people I loved and cared about and doing stuff I wanted to do, be around people I wanted to be around. Then I had to leave to go to this funky ass HOA meeting, which again, like I said, we've had this issue before. The people who run the current management team are, they're the worst people. Like, there's been news stories about how they've tried to push a veteran out of his home. They basically attack homeowners and like, you know, people who rent from them or, you know, live in their properties when they feel like they're either not getting enough money out of them or they figure they're not able to fight back. They'll just bully them till they get rid of them or whatever. But people are taking notice and fighting back now, except for around here, because more than half the residents have their heads buried in the sand or up their ass. And then the handful of people who really do give a shit and want to make a difference are just getting burned out by the fact that we have to carry the burden of making everybody else aware of it because they just refuse to care. And then, of course, you have to deal with the bumbling incompetence of this management company. And it's like, oh, I've been doing this for 13 years. I'm so good. When you challenge me, I'm going to get mad and snotty. I'm like, if you've been doing this for 13 years, why are you so shit at it? Like, you're supposed to put out notices to let us know that we were going to have this meeting. This is going to be the time to vote. You gave us 2 weeks' notice. Granted, it's better than the 3 days notice you were giving us beforehand, but this is a pretty big fucking deal because this is the annual meeting to vote on new board members. You did absolutely shit for work. Most of the people who would have come didn't even know about it. One guy said he just found out like literally like the week before it was supposed to happen. He's like, I didn't even know that this was a thing. I hadn't gotten any meeting messages about meetings forever, and I've been here since February. I'm like, yo, not a good look for a brand new homeowner to walk into the association and be like, where the fuck has all this talk been? And you're like, uh-oh. But like I said, there's some kind of collusion going on there because there's no way you can be this bad at your job with those people's money too, by the way. Like these people who are part of the board and like we've been bitching and complaining about for like the last like year, their money's getting wasted too. So there has to be some kind of incentive for them to continue allow this kind of like I said, this bumbling, fumbling kind of incompetence to continue on their dime as well. Because they still have to pay these fees and dues as well. So they got to be getting something out of the deal. It can't just be, oh, they're cute or that's my friend. If it's that stupid and that insipid, we got to do much more work to get rid of these people in for real and get them off the board. But because they fucked around and didn't bother to do anything to make the meeting proactive acknowledgement of the meeting, not enough people showed up. So we couldn't get enough people to vote. So what they said was, okay, guess we got this same board for another year. What? Are you fucking serious? Because you failed, now we all have to suffer for this again? No. So they're calling for like a now like special nominations and whatnot for people to be on the board to fill a couple extra spots. I'm like, more power to you, but I don't want to have to deal with anything that's current with the current board. Like I know what they're about. I've seen how they operate. I've dealt with them for 2 years now. And I just know that no matter what happens, they're going to try to do everything they can to frustrate any efforts of somebody who actually wants to do some change and wants to make some change and do some actual good for the community. That's just how they operate. And, I'm over it. And I'm also kind of over trying to help people who don't want to help themselves. Like I've actually talked to some of the other residents that live here, like the owners here. And I've heard at least a couple people go, as long as they don't bother me, I don't care. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And then I look around at the state of the country and I go, well, that makes sense. That tracks. I mean, if this is the attitude that we have on like an insular, like in this granular level, well, it's literally right in your face. At such a granular level, you can't ignore it. It's happening in your neighborhood. These are your neighbors. These are the people that you live next door to. And you're watching it and you don't give a fuck there. Why would you care about something that happens to somebody in Tennessee or, you know, Wyoming or Delaware? Why would you give a fuck about that? You don't even care about what's happening right outside your own doorstep. It's actually really frustrating for me because I try to maintain a sense of optimism, but at the same time, I'm not a fool either. And I can see when like writing's on the wall and somebody's like, I just don't give a shit. I'm like, cool, great. I can stop caring about you at least. Like, I just ain't got it. So I'm wishing the best of luck to the homies who are still going to keep in the fight. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I got it no more. I think I gave up and I'm just like after yesterday, I think more than a couple of us are just so disillusioned that we're just like, you know what? Fuck them. You want to find me? Find me. Good luck. Like they actually want to create a committee to assess fines against their own neighbors. They're like, well, this keeps the HOA from having to do it. Oh, you mean the HOA, the management company from having to do it? Oh, you mean their fucking jobs? They're like, well, we charge you for this shit. Well, you shouldn't be because we're paying you a lot of fucking money. All you have to do is send a goddamn letter. Yeah, I'm gonna be all the way late for that. I'm gonna be all the way late for that. I really hate people just that will either roll over and just take it up the ass because they just don't want to cause a problem or they don't want to bother to fight. And then also people who will do exactly that, take advantage of other people because they know they won't fight. And they're like, fuck it, I can get away with whatever I want because they're not gonna try. Both sides of that spectrum really irritate the fuck out of me. And I just don't know. I just ain't got it for him anymore. I just ain't got it. I have plenty of other stuff that I could talk about. Plenty of other stuff I could be investing in. Like me, for example. You know, getting my shit together. Maybe going back to school. And it makes me think, like, I'm gonna start invoicing people for like wasting my time with bullshit like that. You know what I mean? Like, and my time is money because it's the only thing I got is what little bit of time that I have that I could be creating. If you're burning me out, making me do extra dumb shit for no reason, I gotta charge you for it. I go to a doctor's office and like your appointment's gonna be at 11:30, and I'm still sitting in the waiting room at 11:45, and be like, oh, this appointment is now canceled. And here's an invoice for wasting my fucking time. Like, I don't have time for this. And I've heard people try to make the excuse an art, because it is an excuse. Well, you never know. Things might run over. And then, I'm like, if you're a doctor, you should know. But you bought that fucking school and you can't figure out how to do time management? Yo, man, I can only really see maybe like 8 to 12 patients a day. And then I'm doing this and this and the other. I might have to move some of that stuff around. Because, like, I got to explain this. I got to do that. Maybe this procedure takes a little bit longer. Maybe this runs over. I gotta work and budget my time accordingly. And if I'm gonna be late, you need to have somebody go out there and be like, yeah, the doctor is doing such and such. We're gonna get to you as soon as possible. You gotta make me know something, make me feel something, because otherwise you're wasting. That just feels like disrespect. You're just wasting my time at that point. You know? And I mean, I'm gonna start invoicing people now. Like, I've had that happen before where a doc was like, had me sitting in the waiting room. I went to go, ooh, I was like, it was a dentist appointment I was gonna go to. And it was like, and it's like 9:30 in the morning. Not a horrible hour to be up and out of bed. Most average people are usually up a lot earlier than that. But again, I'm not most average people. And also, it meant that I had to do other stuff that day. I had to push it back. You know, just like anybody else. If I had scheduled for this appointment, I had to move that around. Some other people get paid for that kind of shit. Maybe they could take some paid time off. I ain't got that luxury. I work for myself. So if you take away from my time, you literally taken away my ability to earn anything. I could be streaming. I could actually maybe take the time to go and sit and do some artwork. Or I could be out networking with other people, you know what I mean? Trying to find ways to drum up money or interest for the podcast. So you're taking away from my ability to earn money. I sat there for almost an hour, and then they're like, well, they're going to be seeing, like, you can just tell them I'm going somewhere else. Well, we're gonna charge you a fee. I'm like, no, you're not. And if you do, I'm just gonna ignore it. So you might as well forget it, because you've had me sitting here for an hour. And then they were like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, okay, fuck. Who are you gonna charge? My insurance? And they're like, yeah, we'll charge your insurance. I'm like, good luck. They're like, oh, we don't even take your insurance. I'm like, yeah, sorry, bitch. Good luck trying to get me anything out of me now, because I'm not paying you a goddamn cent. I walk right the fuck out of there. I'm like, I'm not doing this shit ever again. It's crazy that people will do that too. And then people are like, we're gonna charge you if you cancel the appointment at such and such time. I'm like, good luck. Good luck, because I would just go ahead and dispute that. And then don't fuck around with somebody who, like, again, if I have to, you have to be here and see all these different patients. All I have to do is move some shit around in my schedule and I can make time for this. I can learn to make time for something that's gonna be petty as shit. I can learn to make time for that. I absolutely can. All the other bullshit I got going on in my life, I can make some time for this. I can stop searching for plates and sheets for the house. I gotta still do that anyway. But you know what I mean? I can take some time off of doing some of that shit. Maybe I ask my friend, the lawn, our landscaper and neighbor, to like, hey man, could you put this soil in the flower beds? I just ain't got it today, but I got all the stuff. You know, I'd throw you an extra like $20 for just taking like an extra 15 minutes to throw this shit in there. But I just ain't got it today. I got too much other stuff. I got a fight with a dentist who wants to charge me $135 cancellation fee because they made me wait for an hour when I had other shit to do. I gotta fucking ruin them. I told you I could be petty if I want to be. I really can. I don't like to be. That's not true. I do like to be. I just would rather not be. Let's put it that way. It's fun when you can, especially when you're justified, but I'd rather not be that dude. There's plenty of other shit I could be petty about than real ass people living real lives. I don't want to do that to them. I genuinely don't want to do that. So, anyway, I hope you guys, like I said, I hope you guys have been enjoying the summer season. Summer gaming has been bad. I think we've talked about this more than a handful of times, but it seems like every week it gets worse. Like, technology is just worse than it was even a decade ago. Like, I remember I mentioned that I was going to be trying out this new Zen browser, And while the browser looks clean and everything like that, I got to be honest, I'm not thrilled with it. And it just did not survive. One, they have this feature where like your header, normally when you look at like a web browser, all the information that you need to find for like, you know, the URL, tabs, bookmarks, all that stuff is married to the top of the bar, like to the top of the window, right? Well, Zen does theirs and tags it to the left side, which isn't necessarily a problem unless you go to like, for some reason, scroll past that browser, then it pops that tab out immediately. And it's a minor annoyance because it kind of blocks stuff for a second, but when it pulls back, you're fine. The one issue I have noticed, though, is when you open a new tab, sometimes that little pop-out window with the URL and everything that will just stay there. And you have to like click around on the page to get it to finally go away. And then they'll do like downloads every now and again. Like the browser is downloading such and such thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you downloading now? And then I go to the page, like, what is this download? I go and look, and there's like 18 different app versions. I'm like, no, 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 no. I don't need all this shit. And I will deal with, as clunky as I feel like Brave Browser has become, I will deal with that before I have to deal with this, like slamming my computer full of updates, picking an app version that actually worked, remembering which one that was actually, and then waiting for you to do another download so I can use the fucking browser. No, we're good. I'm out. There were some features I thought that would be pretty interesting and really fun to use, but you know, for all the extra headache and stuff like that, and especially if you're still basically beta testing this thing, I'm not for that. You can come back when it's all finished. I'll be down to take a look then. But as for right now, much as I have issues with Brave, and I really hate that everybody's trying to stuff AI up everything's ass, this one actually functions. It'll probably still disconnect from Twitch as often as it does because it does that. But I mean, I'd rather deal with that than the constant downloading and updating and, you know, shit blocking my view when I'm trying to scroll through stuff. I actually ended up deleting somebody's comment via Twitch during the chat because that tab was open and I was trying to click around to like get the fucking URL tab to close again or to shrink basically. And then I accidentally deleted their comment entirely. And I'm like, that's not what I was trying to do. Plus, I also needed to know that information. Son of a bitch. It does get frustrating. So I'm like, yeah, let's go back to the other shit. But anyway, technology and technology companies in general are just becoming worse, man. Like, let's get to it. First of all, Sony. We'll go with Sony because I got a big thing about Xbox because Xbox has been my go-to for years. And everybody knows that I've championed Xbox for a very long time up until the last couple of years. And I've been much more critical of Xbox than I was even before, you know, 2023, because they just be fucking up a lot. So let's talk about Sony real quick. Here's a fun one. When we talked about, you know, digital ownership and how that's a fucking racket, I just want you to know, if you have Studio Canal movies on Sony's online service, good luck. Because as of September 1st, they're going to be deleting their entire online library of all those movies, which means even if you paid for them, you ain't going to have them no more. And this is why I keep telling people, if you want movies, buy them on fucking physical media. Because all you're getting is a licensed version of this thing. Just like digital games, right? You're not actually buying the game. You're buying the ability to rent this game, essentially. Like, your purchase price is literally just a one-time rental fee. And then when they're done carrying the game or supporting it or maintaining the servers or whatever, they'll just turn it off. And then you're ass out. It's the same thing that's like with Bungie. We've talked about them ad nauseum because of Bungie and Destiny 2. Love the game. Love the gameplay. Love the community I get to play with. Hate the fucking company. Hate the management. They're like, well, when we're done, we're done. So much for whatever thousands of dollars you spent on us over the years. Fuck you. Oh, and by the way, fuck the people who work for us because we're firing them too. And it's like, man, at this point, it does kind of feel like one of those stay together for the kids kind of things. Like, you're playing Destiny because you've had so much invested in it that you kind of got to see it through until it hits like its 18th birthday, so to speak. And then you can be done with it. So we're just kind of like hanging on until the servers decide to shut down one day, which could be, you know, 3 years from now, could be 3 days from now, for all we know with Bungie. Who knows? They're constantly doing weird, dumb shit. And that's one of the reasons why they're in trouble right now, because they fucked around so much that even Sony was like, we can't deal with this anymore. It's like, we're they're taking L's all over the place. One of the biggest L's has been Destiny. And I kind of love to see it, because they had dealt with Destiny before, and then they got burned, and then they went back to the well and got burned again. I'm like, you went back to the same stripper that gave you gonorrhea? You're an idiot. Excuse me, yeah, hiccups now. But yeah, that's a stupid way to live. That's a stupid way to run a business. You know? Speaking of Destiny, the fact that we're still chasing, like, aspects and fragments and supers in Destiny 2 is stupid. You're already sunsetting the whole fucking game. Just give us all the stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if I had the DLC, just assume that I played it at least once. I mean, I've beaten almost every DLC with at least one character. So why do I need to keep hunting for fragments and aspects to build up my super classes, or just to even unlock certain super abilities in the game? Just fucking hand it over already, you greedy bastards. I'm not paying you for it. So you might as well just come up off that nickel, man. Just give me that shit. And I mean, if it's not them, you know what I mean? Then you've got Steam. Steam playing the Trump phone, like the Trump phone card. You remember Trump was doing that? But we're going to have this Trump mobile service. That you might get these phones sometime, never. They basically scammed these people out of all this money to buy phones that they didn't have, had no ability to produce, and couldn't guarantee a date or even provide them an estimated launch window. And then they said, and we might not even ever make it. You just paid us for the privilege of maybe possibly being able to get one if we make one. And Steam is doing the same thing with the Steam Machine now. I think I put it on Blue Sky the other day, and it was crazy. But real people actually got emails that were like basically telling them, yeah, sorry for your luck. Like, we know that you wanted to have this console, that you put all this money in here to you know, get yourself pre-approved for, but fuck you, that's why. They basically told people, like, yeah, we didn't make enough, and so since we didn't make enough, you're screwed. It was unbelievable. I'm like, I can't believe that they got away with it. Like, that place should have burned to the fucking ground. It's amazing that they literally were able to, like, yeah, we don't care. And then the people who were already in line, they're like, well, we'll let you know if and or when this happens. But they really went all out. I'll give you, these are actual emails from Steam customers who put their money down to pre-order a Steam Machine. And now, remember, this is the Steam Machine that we're talking about. This 512 gig hard drive doesn't include a fucking controller. You have to buy the 2 terabyte version to get the controller and the extra faceplates. So they're nickel and diming people, and I'll get to Xbox in a minute because they're on the list. You are on the wait list for the Steam Machine. That's what this says. When we did the one-time randomization of the list, your place in line ended up beyond the number of units we'll have in this production run. Imagine that. You paid whatever money you paid to get the Steam Machine pre-ordered, right? Let's say maybe you were like one of the first 500 that put their money down. Then they went like, okay, now we'll put all those names into a hat and shuffle them around. We'll draw out a handful of people who will get them first. You're like, bitch, what? I was one of the first ones to place a pre-order. Where's mine? They're like, oh, well, yeah, we only made like, you know, 600. And we drew your name at 601, so you're going to have to wait. I'm like, I was literally number 5 in the queue to put the pre-order down for this. And you're making me wait. Fuck you. I'd pull my entire pre-order that minute. I'm like, nope, give me all my money back. Fuck you. As we work our way through the reservation queue, you guys are going to love this part that's coming up next. Some customers may cancel their reservations. they already know they're fucking people. They know some people are going to be so mad that they're going to be like, I don't want it anymore. It's like, well, if they quit, then maybe you'll get one. If that happens, you may, seriously, it says may, be moved into the reservation queue, and you'll be notified via email that you have a reservation after all. Anybody else's fucking hands getting hot and want to just choke motherfuckers over there at Valve? This is the only email you'll receive about the results of the randomization. That's my favorite part. They're like, we're not going to say this shit again. Don't make us repeat ourselves. We already screwed you over once. Don't make us say anything else. We'll fuck you again. If you ended up with a waitlist spot for one or more models, you will be placed on the waitlist for the model that you are the closest to the front of. Not where you came in line when you put your money down for us to make this fucking thing. After we've decided we're going to draw names out of a fucking hat, wherever you end up when we draw the names out of the hat, you'll be placed in line to the one that you're the closest one to. So if you wanted a 2 terabyte model and a 512 gigabyte model, and you were closer for the 512, they're like, fuck you, 2 terabytes out of your reach, buddy. It's a 512 for you. They just get to decide. That's just how the Trump phone was. They did the exact same thing as the Trump phone. And they, you know what? They figured out fooling their money are soon parted. So many people plunked down money to pre-order for this thing and then they get fucked out of it. I'm like, I would quit. I'd pull my money all back. I'd be like, nope, I'm done with Steam 2. Kiss my ass. And this is another one when you actually get into the reservation queue. You are officially in the reservation queue for the Steam Machine 512 gigabyte. When your Steam Machine 512 gigabyte becomes available, we will send you a separate email with the option to purchase. Okay, check this out. You will then have 3 days, 3 days to complete the purchase before we cancel your reservation and move on to the next person in the queue. A console that's going to cost you over $1,000. They're going to be like, you better have that shit in the bank. And if you don't, fuck you, son. You got 3 days to come up with, but that's some fucking literally, that's some mobster shit. Hey, you only got 3 days to come up with the money or Vinny is going to break your legs. Except instead, they're going to just take your shit and give it to the next person. Bro, I'd be so hot. Man, look, I'd have spent that money to go all the way over to Valve headquarters and be like, hey, man, come up off my box. You about to hand over this Steam machine, boy. I'm going to get $1,000 worth of ass hairs off of everybody in here. Somebody going to get smoked behind this shit. That's crazy. That's the level of disrespect that Steam and Valve have put at their players. They seriously treated y'all just like Trump treated Trump and them, his little fucking idiot bucktooth boys, treated their own people with the phone, their Trump mobile shit. But that's what y'all asked for, though. That's what y'all going to keep getting. Oh, speaking of which, we've got so much more fun stuff. And it's by fun, I mean it's hilarious. Because I've been saying this for years. And people have not been paying attention. You have to fucking, at some point, you have to stop bending over and taking it. Destiny is only on my console because I don't have to pay another red cent for it. The only reason it ever gets played is because my homies are there. I'm not going to throw away something I've already paid for. I don't have to give them another red cent for the rest of my fucking life. But I don't have to throw away something I've already paid for. That's like those idiots who bought Bud Light because there was a trans person on the fucking can. So they bought like cases and cases of Bud Light and shot them up like Kid Rock's stupid ass. They already got your money, dipshit. They don't give a fuck what you do with their beer. You can blow it up. You can send it to space. You can use it in the bathtub. They don't give a shit. They got your money. You're not proving a point for anything. You know what I mean? So, like, right now I'm looking at, like, Xbox. I'm going, like, well, what the fuck do they got coming up next? What's the next company that's going to do some shit that's screwing us over? Xbox is on that list. Here's one that's doing it right now. GTA 6. I know everybody was super excited for GTA 6. Oh, my God. We've been waiting for years. Guess what? Some of y'all motherfuckers going to have to wait a little bit longer. Because now they're gate-locking in-game content behind the Ultimate Edition version. And if you paid for a physical version, there's no actual disc in there. And their claim is, well, the game is so big, it would take like 3 different discs to put it all together. Then do it. Do it. That's all you had to do is do that. Or you could say, hey, man, we're not doing a physical edition. If you want this on a physical edition, you could have sold a hard drive, like I said, for I've been saying for years. Sell a hard drive. Sell people a fucking 1 terabyte hard drive for a GTA. They'll pay it. I mean, it's clear that they're going to still be paying $100 for a GTA 6. I mean, they're going to still pay $100 for a GTA 6 because they want all the extra content. When you look at the stuff that's being locked out, like 80% of this stuff is just hiding behind a $20 paywall. They're going to give you like the base game and that's about it. And then there's so much other shit that is locked off behind a $20 paywall so they can just take more money from you. If I were you and you were waiting for GTA 6, I would find another game to get excited about and let Rockstar burn. They definitely need their ass beat for this one, and they definitely deserve to lose money and business behind this too. This is another one of those moves. Like I said, they're doing this a lot where they gas you up and then they sell you basically a big bowl of air. It's like getting a bag of potato chips now. You know what I mean? Like now you look, there's like 8 chips in the bottom. The bag is like 92% air. And they're like, your content's settled during shipping. That'll be $7, please. Fuck you. There ain't even a half a potato in this bag, man. Fuck out of here with this. So you got to see this. I mean, I'll have to put this up on the blue sky so you guys can see it. And you'll be like, wow, that's what we're getting. I think I did put this on blue sky. I'm going to double check. But the way that they've done the digital edition is so crazy. I really felt bad for people who got it just because I'm like, this is just not hot. This is not what it is, man. It gave me gas. I'm going to put it up on, the blue sky. So check the show notes for the link to the blue sky. Okay. So let's just go right to it. The standard edition of GTA 6 comes with the digital standard edition, of course. Then they have vintage Vice City pack pre-order bonuses. The 55 Vapid Stanier sedan and garage. Outfits and hairstyles. Exclusive weapon pattern. Singular. And the digital store pre-order bonus. A free month of GTA Plus. Oh, buddy. Oh, boy. You're like, well, that sounds pretty good. What are you talking about? What do you mean we're getting screwed if we don't buy the Ultimate Edition for an additional $20 more? Well, little baby birds, let me feed you. Turns out there's a bunch of car models, stores, and other options that are locked off for you behind $20. Now, I heard one guy say, you know, for this being $20, it's a good deal. Bitch, this was in the game. They just figured out that they patched this stuff out and basically sold it to you as DLC. They can make more money off of people. Instead of giving them this stuff that they've been waiting for and actually engendering some goodwill, being like, oh my God, this game is amazing. There's so much extra content. I'm willing to spend money on Shark Bucks or whatever upcoming DLC there is. They were like, nah, man, cut like a big chunk of content out of the game. We'll call it the Ultimate Edition. Yeah, let's do that. Hang tight. Here's what you're missing with the Ultimate Edition. So there's a lot of this is like, you know, weapons and cars and stuff like that that would be available to you and are in the core game, but they're going to make sure that they cut it so you can't get to it. The 95 Grotti Cheetah, Hawk and Little Morgan Revolvers, personalized weapon variants. That's multiple. So you could change, you know, multiple weapons in different variations. Vice City Style, Jason's Safe House Vehicles. That's multiple. Ganado Retro Build. Ride Out Customs Mod Shop. That's an entire shop where you can go and change out your vehicles and stuff like that. Sarah's Unisex Salon Hairstyles. The Shih Tzu Squalo. Stock 305 Clothing Store. Cosmetic options for you to wear. Gone. 67 Vapid Dominator Buggy. Another vehicle. A Studio Electric Fang Tattoo. More customization stuff. Gone. One-Eyed Willie's Mod Shop. More customization. Gone. Good Time Gear. More. Gone. PTT Youngin's Compound. So there's a whole like section of this game that you won't be able to go to. And a classic car collection that will just be gone from the game. You're missing all that content. And if you look at it side by side, I will put this on Blue Sky for you guys to see later. It will make you mad. Like, you spent all this money for GTA 6. You waited all these years for them to finally do something that wasn't another re-release of GTA 5. And then they do this to you right there at the goal line. I'm glad I'm not excited for GTA, because I just had a feeling with the way that they were doing GTA 5, especially towards the end of, I'll say the end, but towards the end of the last year or so, like, I was like, they're really squeezing people for like those shark bucks and stuff like that. And I don't see that they're going to do anything new or different or be good about stuff when it comes to GTA 6, especially because people keep clamoring for it like a bunch of crackheads. They're like, we got them all nose open right now. Let's do them. And they did, y'all. I feel bad to a certain degree because it's not cool that they did it, but I also don't feel bad because I've been warning people about this kind of behavior for years, and people just keep going right up for it. Keep lining right up for it to get kicked right in the dick. Couldn't do that to me. You couldn't kick me like that. It won't be happening. But now we talk about Xbox. Now, Xbox is one of those game companies that, like, you love to hate and you hate to love. First off, we'll go to their Elite 2 Pro controllers. They closed the customization shop for those a while back and have only just recently reopened it. You guys might remember the design lab. You can go in there and, pick different colors, different add-ons and whatnot to make your controller truly your own. You could even put your own gamer tag or its name or nickname or whatever on your controller. A little bit of an extra level of customization and personalization, right? Well, guess what, Seabiscuit? If you wanted one, you should have gotten one a year and a half ago before they closed the shop. You should have just bought a plain ass black one or white one. Because now, one, they're charging for different colors to map to certain zones on there. Now, they may have always done this, but I never bothered to look at the Pro Design Lab because I'm like, man, a regular ass black controller does the same thing as a pink one, as a green one, as one with like neon polka dots and stripes and shit. I don't care. I just don't. I want to be able to play the game, the end. And I got a nice gift of an Elite 2 controller for my birthday a few years ago, and it stays sitting here charged and ready for whenever I want to use it. I can use it once, I can use it 100 times, I can never use it again for the rest of my life, but I got one. And I'm happy, I'm grateful for that. And I really hate it for anybody who's trying to get one now, but Xbox was just waiting for them to become a thing that you were going to clamor for, and then they fucked everybody. Because now there are certain paddles and sticks and stuff like that. Like if you get one, they have like adjustable stick heights so you can swap out the thumbsticks on your controller so one can be the different height than the other, or it can have like a slightly different shape depending on how you like to hold your controller or which kind of game you're playing. Sometimes people want like a little bit more of a range of motion for maybe like a fighting game as opposed to like a first person shooter as opposed to action platformer. You might find that like a different stick height allows you to maybe manipulate a certain control scheme better for X, Y, or Z type of game. Sometimes these paddles that they can attach to the back of the controller allow you to be able to perform certain actions without having to take your thumbs off of the buttons that would do other stuff or off the thumbsticks in general. So instead of having to take your thumb off of a thumbstick to do a jump, you can just flick a paddle underneath the controller and keep your thumb on the controller on the actual joystick so you can look around and reorient yourself in the middle of a jump, for example. Those paddles are now going to cost you money dollars. They used to just come with the controller. Now they're going to cost upwards of $20 just for a set. So a controller that already costs about $150 to $180 is now going to cost you over $200 now at this point, especially once taxes and everything get levied into it. That's a third of the cost of a console right now, which is absolutely incorrigible. But they couldn't wait, and they were just going to make sure that they could screw everybody out of a couple more shekels just so they can, Does Bill Gates won? I told my wife, does Bill Gates win capitalism yet? Like, is he done? Is that why Xbox is making so many stupid fucking decisions right now that they're losing players? The only good thing that they've done recently was drop the price of Game Pass down to $23 a month, which is still too much. I'm just gonna be honest, it's too much. Game Pass should stay at $20 a month. Period. It's just there's no reason for it not to. A digital game should never cost more than $60. I'd give you 60. If you're paying more than $60 for a digital game, you're getting robbed. The only way a game should cost more than $60 is if it's an actual physical edition with the game on the fucking disc and there's add-ons to it. You better get a statue, a game booklet, some stickers or decals for your console or for your notebook or laptop or whatever. There better be some goodies in there. Better be a $20 bill with that bitch. That's what you should be getting for that kind of money. And they won't, because people, again, like I said, people will line up, noses open, pay $100 for GTA 6, and then this is what they are allowed to do now because they know you're stupid enough to go and line up for it and stand there and take the abuse right in the face. They're like, yeah, these idiots will pay anything. And that's what they do. And that's why they're able to get away with it, because they know there's going to be a whole section of people who are going to be like, I don't care. I just want it. Ah! As they're fucking literally stuffing their foot down their throat. They're like, yeah, there you go. Sound familiar? Being abused right directly in your face, abused and disrespected, grifted upon, maligned, cheated, lied to. And then you line up for more and you're like, thank you, please, sir, may I have some more? Here's what Xbox is doing now. One, they're raising the cost of the Series X and S consoles. Series X goes up by $150. The Series S goes up by $100. They're killing off the 2 terabyte SKU because fuck y'all, that's why. So now you're only going to be able to get the 500 gigabyte model or the 1 terabyte model. And they don't care. And those price hikes are going into effect very soon. So if you're looking for one, like I am, you better get out there and try to find a way to scam that joker out of a retail outlet fast as hell. I'm looking at taking some of the older Xbox consoles that are look a little bit more quote unquote collector's items and trading them Johns in and seeing if I can get that as like trade credit in like a secondhand store for an Xbox Series X for our living room. Because I'd be damned if we look at that thing and they're like, oh, it's going to be $800, $900 for this thing. I'm like, no, the fuck it's not. That bitch can stay right there until all the components rot. We gotta stop giving it up for these people. I'm telling y'all. That's just Xbox. That's just the Xbox, dude. They're doing more layoffs and closing more studios just this week. I thought, they were like, oh, we're getting to a good spot. And they got Asha Sharma in there. She tried to make it look like she was doing some stuff and like making some moves. And then they were like, yep, and now let's close all these other studios. Remember all the game studios that Xbox scooped up about 3 or 4 years ago? They're like making this big push for ID at Xbox. We're going to get independent game developers in here, and we're really going to try to push for innovation and creativity. And now we're just bullshitting. We just wanted to make sure you guys couldn't have them, and now they're going to close them all. And all those people are going to lose their jobs. All those IP are just going to be sitting right there at Xbox's feet. They're like, we don't give a fuck. We'll get to them when we get to them, if we do. But that's our prerogative now. Surprise! I remember watching them suck up all those studios. And at first I was excited because I was like, oh, wow, look, they got this one, they got that one. And like, the more I noticed, I'm like, they're still sucking down studios. Like, that's like 15 different studios they've acquired. That's not good. That's not good. That's a real shitty way to corner a market and also eliminate competition at the same time. Like, one, you got all the great independent developers and a couple of like, double A developers that aren't quite super big, but make quality games on a consistent basis. You got them all under your belt, but now that means you can do whatever you want with them. Nobody else can get them because you can have them and you can sit on them forever. You can run them into the ground. You can slowly dismantle them. You can just outright destroy them if you want to. And there's nobody to stop you. And I bet they made a deal for the intellectual property rights from those companies too. So like now, no matter what you do, you can't get it unless you get it from us. And if you want it from us, you got to pay us for it. You can't have the people walk off with the ideas. What good would that be? Crazy, right? People thought I was crazy when I was like, this ain't good. We're heading for another video game crash. Xbox is fucking up. Sony's fucking up. Nintendo's fucking up. Everybody's acting too greedy. Reaching for too much. Way too fast for not enough of a good reason. And people thought I was crazy. People thought I was like, you know, just being, you know, catastrophizing and whatever. I'm like, I'm for real. I'm so for real. You've seen this kind of behavior before when an industry or like a part, like a company in an industry or a section of the industry starts gobbling up a bunch of its smaller competitors. Then it gets too big to fail. But what happens is it gets so bloated that its own feet can't hold up. That its legs break under its own weight. That's what's happening to Microsoft right now. We're watching it in real time. And it's crazy. Anyway, I was hoping they'd bring back Medal of Honor after I started playing Call of Duty Vanguard. I think I've changed my mind now. I don't want anybody to touch Medal of Honor. Leave it alone. It survived all this time just in obscurity. Let it stay there. I don't know, man. It's crazy, crazy shit. And speaking of crazy shit, like I said, we're talking about how these companies are mirroring this current administration. I mean, we talked about Josh Hokett calling Michelle Obama a man during the UFC gladiator naked man fight on the White House lawn. And Dana White, being the slimy businessman that he is, the people are trying to praise him for this move. No, this is a self-preservation move for Dana White. He went on full cover your ass mode after UFC 250 and dropped Hokett from the roster, allegedly. He also pulled a bunch of the sponsorship deals for him and took his fight purse away. I was like, dude, that wasn't cool. Well, people are like, Dana White is a good guy. No, Dana White did that shit because he knows that dollars make sense. And he knows that if he didn't do anything to Josh Hokett after saying that shit, it's not just a bunch of Republican redneck dickheads that like UFC. There's a lot of liberal people who like martial arts and mixed martial arts in general. And he knew they were going to cook his bacon. So rather than get his little bald head ass fried up over this one idiot's stupid ass remarks about our former first lady, he's like, let me make a real big spectacle of this. I'm a good guy, right? No, dickhead. You were sitting right next to Trump this whole time. You've been cuddled up underneath his nutsack for years. And so, like, I don't know if you thought we didn't notice, but I know you're and a cover my ass move looks like when I see one. I know what you're doing here. I'm not surprised and I'm not impressed. And that's been par for the course for everything from this administration. You know, there's like a lot of moonwalking and shit, and then subterfuge and obfuscation going on, like pay no attention to the man behind the mirror, the curtains kind of shit. And it doesn't always work out for them either. Like the birthright citizenship claim that he tried to, executive order he tried to launch, like, yeah, we can't have birthright citizenship. That got shot down by the Supreme Court this week. Like I was saying with my buddy, like there's a broken clock that's right like twice a day. You know what I mean? Or what's the saying? A broken clock is right twice a day. They can get something right every now and again, but I'm not giving any praise for upholding the actual Constitution for once. You know what I mean? They've done enough to try to poke holes through the whole goddamn thing at this point anyway. I don't think that Trump and his other idiots didn't realize that if birthright citizenship isn't a thing, how many people who are here would just get kicked the fuck out? All of Trump's kids would just got to go, including Barron, his little baby. His wife would probably have to leave too, because she's over here on a fake Einstein visa. There's nothing Ein or Stein about her. So she'd have to go. I mean, he probably wouldn't care about that, but there'd be a lot of people in his administration who probably have to eat some shit behind this. So yeah, they're like, well, the Supreme Court was like, yeah, you can't do that. He's like, well, now we'll go and get it done through Congress. Good luck. Get 2/3 of the Congress to vote against birthright citizenship. That's where you fucked up. Because at least there's enough Democrats now that they can logjam anything like this. And that's one of the things that Republicans were so fucking stupid about in the first place. I'm not saying that Democrats are brilliant about this, because they're usually always on the when they go low, we go high kind of shit. Nah, I'm not for that anymore. When they go low, we hit them right below the belt when the ref can't see it. Because fuck them, that's why. But the real truth is, there's always a the balance, they say a balance of power, right? It's kind of like equated, equated to like scales, or like, you know, they say the pendulum always swings back, and that's kind of what's going to be happening right now. As people start losing midterm elections and Republicans start getting kicked out of or pushed out of seats across the country, you're not going to see a blue wave. You know what you're going to be seeing? You're going to be seeing like a red recession. And what it is, it's like it's a red tide going out. And that's the indication that a tsunami is coming. If you've ever seen video of tsunami from like, you know, CCTV footage from like, you know, places like the Philippines or India or whatever, and you watch, and people are standing there, and you see all the water on the beach rush out for like a couple hundred yards, there's fish flapping around, run. Matter of fact, by the time you start running, by the time you witness that, it's already too late. Because that's what happens. Like the red tide is going to start to recede. And then what's going to happen is there's going to be a blue, fuck blue wave. There's going to be a blue tsunami that's coming. But it's going to be slow going for a little while as the red tide slowly starts to diminish. Then that blue and purple wave is going to come over the horizon. It's going to be 50 fucking feet high and just destroy all the red in its path. Mark my words, that's going to happen. You're starting to see the evidence of it right now. And just the fact that the Supreme Court is starting to smarten up a little bit, they're like, oh, huh. How about that? Oh, we got a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. Do you? Do you really? Because the real truth of the matter is a Supreme Court justice can be impeached. And if they're found guilty of enough high crimes, they can be removed from office. They only serve under the guise that they have a good behavior, basically the good behavior doctrine. So if you fuck up enough that the people are like, yeah, we're sick of that shit, and that's a no, and that's a no, and that's a no, and you're out, they can remove you. And I think they're like, we gotta calm this shit down, man. We went a little too crazy here thinking we were gonna be with, you know, Orange Julius Caesar all this time. He ain't looking so hot. He's falling asleep all the time, forgetting where he's at. Doing all these crazy vanity projects, making the White House look like the white trash house. You know what I mean? We got fucking bare knuckle, well, not bare knuckle, but like we got dudes in their underwear basically fighting in the lawn, on the lawn with like Monster energy drinks and Bud Light cans everywhere. One whole side of the building is ripped down. You know what I mean? Like the only thing we're really missing is like a couple of hound dogs underneath the porch, and maybe one or two trucks that are overgrown with grass. And this looked like just your average podunk backyard and, you know, insert southern state here. But yeah, I guess it comes together. I mean, even excuse me. Wow, that caught me all the way off guard. The America State Fair for Freedom 250. I mean, the fact that zero people seem to really be going to this thing. Maybe you had a couple hundred the first few days. Then it rained. You had to kick people out. There's mud everywhere because you haven't done a good job of laying down enough sod or anything like that to keep people from slipping and sliding all over the place. The whole, what did somebody say? Half dozens of people. Half dozens of people showed up to watch people sing on one stage. There's one great image. Where a guy's singing, I forget who the name is, some country music singer chick. She's singing, and the dude next to her is playing guitar, has sunglasses on. In the reflection of his glasses, you can see there's like eight people standing there watching him. So they're jamming their asses off to literally an audience of like eight people. I'm like, ooh, this is a bad look. Then there's the guy who was caught with his hands down his pants while he was watching these gymnast performers. They're like Cirque Mécanique or something like that. So imagine like Cirque du Soleil, but not quite. But they were like young. If I remember right, one of them was like a pretty young teenage girl. And he's got his little American flag overalls on. He's just sitting there jerking it to him. I'm like, yo, that is crazy behavior, my son. What the fuck was that all about? I'm just like, yo, that's bananas. And then, of course, you know, we're talking about the vandalization of the reflecting pool, and we turned out that all it really was just obviously it was Trump. Obviously, it was the people he's commanded to do all this stuff. The National Park Service was ordered to have these bulky water filters removed for Trump's birthday party in the UFC fight because, couldn't interrupt pretty princess time with these unsightly filters that are gonna, keep the pool clean. And don't forget, remember, I forgot about this too, because I literally forgot about this, how they drove a motorcade over the fucking pool and they were like, "We got it, we got it." And then they were complaining, like, "Oh, somebody took a giant knife and cut a seam." No, you idiots drove vehicles over this fucking paint and then it split. And you're like, you ruined it. You did it yourself. But no, we gotta blame somebody else because it couldn't possibly be us. Nah. And this dude's losing his fucking mind. The funny thing about it is that it's not funny. Like that's not funny, haha, but it's a thing that's actually happening. It's really emboldening a lot of people even more so. So much so that a Kentucky church actually staged a mock execution of an immigrant at a children's summer camp, like a children's VBS, like Vacation Bible School summer camp. And they had the kids chanting, in solidarity of the, warriors of God who shot this immigrant with assault rifles. They used paintball guns, but still shot him up and then dragged his quote unquote dead body out of the church area. I'm like, are you fucking serious? There are kids here. There are kids here. And you reenacted the murder of an immigrant right here? They were like, if you haven't, I'm not going to link to the video. If you're really curious about it, you'll have to go find it. There are little black and brown children in that audience that are chanting right along with them. And that broke my fucking heart. It's like, because some of these kids are so young, they don't understand what's going on. They don't understand exactly what's happening. They're just being told to say this. And all these hateful fucking white dickheads are standing around like laughing and chuckling. Like, oh, look at that. Isn't that cool? And the pastors, I hate to call him a pastor. There's no way a true man of God would be like this. It was basically counting down and cheering the kids on in this, hideous display of xenophobia and violence and bigotry. It made me fucking nauseous. I sincerely hope that everybody who is involved with that is brought up on hate crimes charges and then sent to federal prison, because they and child abuse charges too, because they subjected those kids to essentially a mock murder, and they all need to go to jail. If there's a God out there, that will happen, because that is fucking horrifying. As if you watch the video, it might not seem like it's not nothing, but then you remember these are children. I mean, young. Some of them are teenagers, preteen, whatever. They can kind of process this information. Some of these kids are very young. I mean, we're talking like 5, 6, 7 years old. They're not fully aware of what they're witnessing at this moment and what they're being forced to participate in. That was horrible. It's not wall-to-wall shit, but man, this week was really it was a tough one. I did remember where the bad commercial was. I think I mentioned a couple episodes back, like there's like a local commercial for like an HVAC service. And they're singing this weird thing. It's like, AC went out now. Emergency, we're on the way. I know these guys are trying their best. But it's just a bad commercial. I found out what it was. It's like Arctic AC. And I felt bad about it. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, somebody got to tell y'all that was not a lick. Pay someone to sing the shit for you. It'll be worth it. This is like the Carpet Man thing. Please pay somebody else to sing this song. The fact that your employees are in on it is cute. I get it. I see what you're going for here. This is just not the look. Pay a professional singer or even a semi-professional singer to sing your fucking commercial. Don't do this. Stop. I'm either mute the television or I change the channel immediately as soon as I see that commercial. It irritates me that badly. It actually makes me bite my own tongue. Literally bite my tongue. I hate that it makes me that crazy, but it's not cool. I'll tell you this thing too. There's another thing I've had pop up lately and it's really irritating me. If I'm paying you for a service or I'm getting service done for you, you're gonna answer these goddamn phone calls. I'm not gonna be sitting here texting you, emailing you, waiting for some shit. Da-da-da-da-da. No. I'm not doing that. Like today I had to call and check on, again, this is the second time now I've had to call and check on whether or not a service for our vehicle is going to be performed, and because they're supposed to offer this, a loaner vehicle so that we can drive around and do the shit we got to do that day, because I cannot be sitting at that dealership all day long and also not be without a vehicle for that day. I have other things I have to take care of. And if they happen to keep the car up until like the, up until the weekend, I'm not going to go without a vehicle because, you know, Ford made a bad product. That's not my fucking problem. And I shouldn't have to be that highly inconvenienced for my entire holiday weekend because y'all can't get it together. That's a you problem. And you going to fix it. Or if something happens to this vehicle, y'all going to get sued for it. So you can either get me a loaner car or we can just not do this. And I'll just go ahead and have to just wait for this lawsuit thing to kick over, right? Today is the second time I've had to call to try to find out where this dude is who's supposed to be running this, you know, running this service call and, you know, getting the vehicle, you know, ready for me so I could have it ready when I go to drop off our vehicle to get repaired. I haven't heard back from this guy yet. Called yesterday morning. Didn't hear from all day. And couldn't get a hold of him again because I was like in the middle of, you know, got all this other stuff going on at the house. Just kind of passed my notice. I knew he didn't call. This morning, I set my alarm to call him. This morning, I called. They're like, we can't really reach him right now. I'm like, you better find something out. Because if not, I'm canceling this service right away. They're like, it's a recall. The camera seems to be working just fine so far. I don't have to worry about it. That's all it is. It's like a backup camera. But the day it doesn't, I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is on Ford. I'm like, why? Because I went to go and schedule the recall and they just never made it available. They like made it so difficult for me to get the recall done that like now this is on them. And I don't know what the fuck these people are thinking. Ordinarily, this spot is Johnny on the spot. Like they don't fuck up. They don't make mistakes like this. I had it happen only one time. And the one time it did happen, they fired the guy. He made me sit and wait for an oil change, you know, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, you were going to wait for the oil change? I'm like, I told you that when I pulled up. The fuck you mean? Where's my car? It's like, oh, well, we didn't get a chance to get to it yet. It won't be till tomorrow. I'm like, when were you going to tell me that, dude? Like, it's 3 o'clock in the fucking afternoon. You guys close at 6. You mean I spent the entire morning here from 9:30 in the morning till now waiting for this shit? Give my car now. And I was like, yo, this is insane. It's insane. And he had no concern whatsoever. If I ever see this dude again, he's about to be on site. They fired his ass that week. They're like, nah, can't have that. And since then, I never had a fucking problem with him. This dude right here, he about to get fired too. I think I'm playing, but I'm not. All the years we've been going up there, all the service stuff we put up into this place, they're going to be like, we can get another dude to handle this business. We got to get rid of this guy. He's going to get us in some shit. And the one thing you could say about some companies, and it's not a good thing, but it's something. If you're going to fuck with their money, they'll get rid of you first. As a customer, you do have a certain amount of power when it comes to dealing with the corporation. Again, like I said, voting with your wallet. You can vote with your wallet on this kind of thing too and be like, hey man, there's other places I can go. There's a dealership right down the street. If I got to fucking wait on it, I got to wait on it. But I don't have to drive all the way over here for this shit. You know what I mean? If I got to drive somewhere else to get this done, I'll take my money and my business there all the time from now on. But this don't fly for me. And the next thing is going to happen is, you know, when you call in to check up on them, they always want to make you do like a survey. Oh, we're doing that survey next time. If I don't hear from this dude by noon, it's about to be some chirping going on. Trust me. And y'all going to hear about it on the podcast next week. Hey! But, yeah. Oh, this just in. Sony just killed physical disc production is going to end in January 2028. Well, good luck anybody buying Sony games for a while. Once people start seeing how much Sony doesn't give a fuck and these companies are trying to push digital so they can just sell you a license and then keep your money while not giving you anything of any substance whatsoever, people are going to just start dropping them. Like, they're like, oh, I'm not, I just don't buy stuff from you anymore. Why? Because I don't own anything that I paid for. And you know what we say, kids? Let's see it one more time. If purchase isn't ownership, then piracy isn't theft. There we go. Well done. Yeah, that's why I make this podcast for free. That's why you're not getting charged for this shit. You know what I mean? And that's why the Patreon's only $3, because if you want to support, it's only $3. I'm going to do some more bonus episodes this month, actually, because I do have a stack of shit. It's just sometimes, like I said, it's hard, but I'm going to make sure you get something out of this joint. So look for another bonus episode coming up this week over on Patreon. And yeah, I'm probably going to get out of here. I got to talk to my homie real quick. I'm going to do a link up for the Blue Sky. And so you guys can see this GTA 6 thing I'm talking about. I'm going to drop that. You know, it's going to be on the Blue Sky, so just go and check that out. And then I thought there was something else I wanted to drop a link to. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm going to drop a link to somebody who's funny and has been killing me lately. This dude named Carter Anderson. He does a lot of those videos that they use, like the TikTok filter with just the eyes and the mouth. But he does a lot of like food-based stuff, which is, I mean, it's, you know, 6 to 1 that doesn't the other way, not you'll find it funny. I've been finding it pretty hilarious, and he's been cracking me up. He's been in these really weird and bizarre times. Some ridiculous, absurdist kind of humor is actually alleviating some stress for me. So check the show notes for Carter Anderson on YouTube. I think it's Carter Anderson Comedy, if I'm 100% on that. We'll find out, but it'll be in the link dump. And then also, I wanted to say something real quick just to a local business. I wanted some kebabs. Now, when I think kebabs, I have a certain picture in my head. Some of you guys might too, right? Bunch of meat and vegetables on a little wooden stick roasting over a fire on a grill. That's what I thought, right? Well, it turns out that this particular type of kebab that I ordered from this restaurant called the Turmeric Kitchen is called a Sikh kebab, S-E-E-K-H. Now, it's not the kebab in the traditional sense. Usually these things are like, you know, meat and seasonings and whatnot rolled together, almost like a hot dog, essentially. It almost looks like a long, very orangey red hot dog. And so I ordered this because I was like, I really want kebabs. And I'm thinking like, you know, chunks of meat on stick. Good. Let's do that. And I get it. And I'm like, there's these three little nugget things. Like they said, like red, like basically it took time. I took like a large, like a bratwurst and cut it in three sections and sitting on top of like peppers and onions and cabbage. They had like a chicken curry sauce on the side and like a big ass bucket of white rice that went with it. And a couple of, you know, gluten-free almond flour pita, like not pita, but naan bread type things. They're really just basically tortillas. A little disappointed in that, but I was really disappointed in the size and the portion size of this thing. I'm like, it's $20. I mean, you would think there'd be like significantly more food. It's mostly rice. And I'm like, if I wanted $20 worth of rice, I got $20 worth of rice in my, you know, pantry and whatnot. So I'll be honest, I didn't say anything to them. I'm like, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. We got it here. We're going to try it. We're going to eat it. We'll see how it goes. I have to give Turmeric Kitchen an apology because on the one hand, yes, I still do believe there could be a decent amount more food in there. The kebabs could have been like, you know, could have been like maybe four of them. I would say if you're going to cut them that small, maybe like four, six. But it was absolutely delicious. Incredible. I think the only thing that really actually truly did have a complaint with afterwards was just the rice had like a peculiar kind of smell, but I think it's just basmati rice. And I'm used to jasmine rice, which is a little bit more fragrant and light. This is like a more earthy, I mean, earthy is probably the best way to put it, like a more earthy kind of aroma to it. I don't know if maybe it's the water that they used to cook it with, whatever, but it was fantastic. Like I said, my only suggestion would be throw a little bit more of them kebabs and veggies in there, baby. You could even bump it up to $22 if you put 6 pieces in there. I'll pay that shit because it was really, really good. And the chicken curry sauce or whatever it was that came with it, I don't know exactly what it was. It didn't say. It didn't even mention it in the menu. This little tub of this orange, kind of like sweet, mildly spicy sauce with chunks of chicken in it. I would have paid $20 for like maybe a, you know, 10-ounce bowl of that. It was that good. Yeah, I can't say enough. Maybe also it was cool because it was right up the street, so it's like it wasn't like I was scrambling to get the shit. Like I could have just gone up there and gotten it. That was the other thing I think I was kind of pissed about is like it took 2 hours. That was, I think, the bigger issue for me. It's like 2 hours for this tiny little portion of food. Come on, dog. Like, for 2 hours, you better have made more kebabs than just these three little links. Like, like I said, there should have been six of them shits in there. By the way, for 2 hours, I would expect to have a little something left over for the next day or something like that. I murdered that shit, though. I'd be honest, most of the reason why it was really good, because I was hungry, and hunger is the best flavoring. But yeah, I was tearing that shit up. But Turmeric Kitchen, great place. Green Cove Springs, Florida. If you ever get a chance to stop in there, just make sure you got plenty of time to sit and wait for the food. But that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys for coming and listening. Stop back in for the next one. Like I said, keep your ears open over at patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios. I want to put some Dream Theater episodes up because, boy, howdy, have we had a couple of doozies. Maybe we'll do another media review. Let me know what you think, what you want to hear. And, hey, maybe if we're lucky, we'll get Ginge again back for another episode. Maybe we'll get Sam. Maybe we'll get Queen Shutterbug. Who knows? Maybe you could be the next one to show up on the podcast. Who knows? Anyway, in the meantime, in between time, I guess happy 4th of July. And just be safe, be careful out there, you know what I mean? Drink your water, wear your sunscreen, take your Ubers, don't blow off no fingers or toes, don't start no fires, and I'll see you guys a little further on down the road. Peace.